Hello, it is the 9th of July, 2019. Today we have the Wheel of Fortune and the Tower and Strength. Every last fear is the amazing, almost tear-jerking answer I received when I had to ask my unseen team to help me out with this potentially scary lineup, all major arcana. I'm so glad I asked, and when I looked again, of course, they were right. And since every reader is only a translator, like any language translator, we're limited to our vocabulary. Readers are humans, and we have whatever filters we have, and I would never have read this lineup in this way, but they did, which is why I do this. It's a beautiful perspective. The unsettling image of the lightning-struck tower in the present is shocking. It's supposed to be. Nothing comfortable about this card, which can mean another earthquake or disaster. So far, we've been lucky, as we can see from the Wheel of Fortune in the past position. Strength in the future, well, that's obvious. What else can we be? Don't know if I want to watch news until later. Lies exposed. This rot goes all the way up, as they say. The Wheel of Fortune, Virgo Uranus, today in the past position and upright, has been turning in our favor. Today I'm using the old-timey but new shiny version of the Rider-Waite because stuff is too weird under these skies, and sometimes it's safer to go with the classics. The Wheel of Fortune on the surface is a roulette wheel, as in sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Or the Ferris wheel, as in sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, etc. But this card in this position means we may have relied a bit too much on the four winds to blow us in the right direction. The wheel talks about cause and effect. It takes effort for that wheel to turn, and it will, as demonstrated in other decks by the giant sky hand who steps in to turn the wheel while the royal couple at the top celebrate their 15 minutes. So here is the tower, number 16. We've had a run of good luck, and it may abruptly come to an end, or at least we may see it that way. The younger readers are calling this card having a tower moment, which we've all had. Losing a job, a divorce, this could be an unplanned pregnancy, but one thing for sure is that a karmic cycle is over. If I wanted to go there, here she goes, I could say this was the ending of a cycle that even reaches back to a past life. On the card are Yod's little flames of light. I knew Yod was a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, but it wasn't until I met Yod, a praying mantis in my honeysuckle, who hung out for a couple days. Got her name wrong first, thought it was Hod, was corrected. That's something else entirely. Stone cold sober, mind you. Of course, it was a monumental cosmic rabbit hole. The constellation was directly above, which is the shape of her head, an isosceles triangle. Yod is the Hebrew letter associated with the card for Virgo, the hermit. My card. So I learned a lot from our eye level encounter. It was quite the download. How enlightening. A tower moment. So you see, this means something different for everyone, but it's nothing to take lightly. I had to ask, what is going to blow up, explode, be struck down? Every last fear.